In 1996, a Chinese graduate student lived with us. I will call her Mei. One day I asked where she had grown up in China. She hesitated and then said, "I'm from Tangshan." A chill ran down my spine. Oh my, you would have been a little girl of about 8. Her tears began to flow. Tangshan was the site of an earthquake that killed 240,000 people, the deadliest earthquake in over 100 years. It happened in 1976. My family and I lived in Hong Kong, where I taught at the international school. Radio and TV was interrupted by the breaking news. On July 28th, this deadliest earthquake of the 20th century had struck the mining town of Tangshan in northeast China. In the early morning, when nearly everyone was fast asleep, many thousands were crushed instantly in the 7.8 earthquake. Tens of thousands were trapped below rubble, and aftershocks continued for days. There was a critical window of time to save those who were trapped. A small air force was garrisoned near Tangshan, and they came. But it was the People's Liberation Army, the PLA, that the Chinese relied on, like our National Guard. And they did not come. Mao was on his deathbed, and there was no orderly plan for succession. A group referred to as the Gang of Four, that included Mao's wife, were maneuvering for political power. The generals could not risk having their troops dispersed in rescue operations. They had no choice but to keep their troops in barracks. Last year, I spent 3 months teaching in China. On the day before returning to the U.S., I traveled to the Tangshan Memorial with a Chinese colleague. It was bitter cold. We were about the only visitors, a strange feeling in crowded China. There is a line of massive memorial walls that extended into the horizon. Victims' names in Chinese characters, Wang, Li, Zhang, Wu, are clustered on plaques, showing the loss of whole families, whole extended clans. The feeling of loss, like the walls themselves, is massive. The death toll, 240,000. That is nearly equivalent to losing every man, woman, and child in this city of the size of Topeka. Inside the museum, artwork showed the PLA and patriotic slogans were everywhere. But those archival photos mostly showed PLA recovering bodies, not rescuing survivors. The earthquake was on July 28th. Mao lingered on his deathbed until September 9. The Gang of Four were arrested, and political stability returned. But the museum also held a photo of Deng Xiaoping inspecting the Tangshan recovery a year later. Deng rose to power after Mao's death, after the earthquake. Deng knew that it was the failure to have a plan of succession after Mao that had kept the PLA in their barracks. In the biography of Deng Xiaoping by Yulia Franz, Deng was agitated with this failure to act. Deng, quote, would have mobilized the army immediately, organized transports of relief goods, and arranged for emergency shelters. So when Deng Xiaoping rose to power and began the opening up of China, he also wrote the term limits for the leaders of the new China into their constitution, 2 5-year terms. And it was here at Tangshan that he saw the need for an orderly continuity in succession. Recently, the People's National Congress removed the clause that limits the chairman and vice chairman to 2 terms. But contrary to some Western news media, who refer to this as president for life, the term of the chairman and vice chairman is the same as that of the National People's Congress. Renewal is required every 5 years. So Xi Jinping may serve a 3rd or even a 4th 5-year term. But there will be no deathbed uncertainty, no uncertain succession. No one will be China's president for life. As I stand before the massive walls of the Tangshan Earthquake Museum and contemplate the immense loss of life they represent, I remember Mei, my Chinese graduate student. I know she'll never forget what happened here in her childhood, and now neither will I.